and welcome to Global Family Live. No matter where you are or what your life feels like right now, this hour is for you. So relax, take a deep breath, and just breathe in your aliveness. Now let that breath out and release your stress of the day. Breathe in love and release your breath in gratitude. And I certainly am in gratitude to have this time tonight with you. And I have a very special treat. My guest tonight will be Carol Avalon, who you'll get to meet here in just a few moments. Now, I'm sure that you're excited because tonight, as you've probably heard, is the full moon eclipse. So let's talk just a little bit about what that might mean. The full moon right now is in Pisces. Now, as Dr. Emoto has been teaching millions of us in the world about our body is three-fourths water and the planet's three-fourths water, and the moon regulates the movement and the rhythms of the tides. So it influences water on this beloved planet. Therefore, it is also influencing the water in our bodies. And the water in our bodies influences hormonal levels, influences biochemical responses, enzymatic conditions, and that famous thing we call emotions. So I don't know how your week was this last week, but again, what I've noticed with my clients all over the world is the temperature is up. Now, when I say the temperature is up, I mean the activity, the combustion rate, the vitality, the intensity, the dramatic changes that are taking place in people's lives seems to be across the board, and it's sometimes really, really delightful and sometimes confusing and shocking. And the main thing, regardless of the experience, there is tremendous movement happening right now. I'll bet you've noticed that for yourself and for others as well. So let's add in this full moon right now and then the eclipse. Full moon in Pisces is a tremendously strong support for our conscious abilities to be able to expand and open up and receive our true spiritual soul blueprint. Every cell in our body is encoded with our soul blueprint, the same way we have the encoding in our fingerprints, in our bones, in our DNA, and in our teeth. So this time tonight, right now, anywhere we are on the planet, is an activation. It's subtle and it's powerful of our soul blueprint. So if you've noticed in the last few days particularly, just like some emotions or thoughts or experiences like flashing through your mind or moving quickly through your body and you're kind of like surprised, what's going on here? This is like fish swimming in the ocean, and these emotions and these thoughts and feelings are moving through the water of our beingness. The Pisces is the water of the ocean. So this full moon is the power and the movement and the blessings of the ocean in our own body, in our own life experience. So the easiest way to work with, relate to, or live with this much energy is relax. Take some breaths. Just let go of the anxiety. Let go of the fear. Let go of the doubt. Let go of the limitations. For sure, let go of any judgments on you that you didn't do it right, you didn't say it right, and you should have, you ought to, you have to, and you didn't. Just let go of that. And let your mind relax. We cannot figure all of this out. First of all, because it doesn't need to be figured out. Anything of this magnitude just needs to be experienced, felt, related to in our naturalness. It doesn't have to be understood, and we don't have to like it. And we don't have to fix it. So tonight is a wonderful night just to give yourself permission. Just cool your jets. That's what my kids always do say. Just cool your jets, Mom. Tonight's a good night to cool our jets. So I'm really happy that on this night of a full moon eclipse in Pisces. And let's talk just a little bit about the eclipse. That whenever we look at the symbology of the moon or the sun being shadowed, that when that shadow is released, there's greater clarity. So an eclipse of the sun or the moon allows for greater clarity. Now, I feel that particularly when we have an eclipse of the moon, it's allowing us greater clarity of our heart, our soul, our unconscious, our inner awareness. When we have an eclipse of the sun, provides those same qualities, only on a more conscious level. So this is an opportunity for us to surrender to this wonderful time in these next few hours with the eclipse. Just surrender those stresses, surrender those questions and the unknowns and the wonderings. And let it be surrendered into this incredible ritual that the universe is providing for us, that when you awaken in the morning, you can awaken naturally and easily in a clearer place, because you will have released conscious limitations on yourself or those huge expectations or those judgments or those value conditions, that you will have surrendered those safely and joyously to the night, safely and joyously to this wonderful full moon eclipse in Pisces. Now, I really didn't make this plan that on this very night that I would have my wonderful guest, Carol Avalon, who's going to share information on Ocean of Gratitude. Now, I had the joy of being on the first Ocean of Gratitude in February of this year with Carol. We left from Fort Lauderdale, went to Panama. We were scheduled to go to Costa Rica, a little change there, so we went to Honduras, Belize, and then back to the United States. Now, Carol is a pioneer in the gratitude movement, and she she's going to do her second Ocean of Gratitude cruise this February, coming up, 2008. Now, on this cruise, there's a very special treat because Dr. Emoto, who was seen in the bleep, is coming back. Now, having spent time with Dr. Emoto on Kauai before I left there, which was 2 years ago when he was on Kauai, and then also on the Ocean of Gratitude cruise this year, and to have him come again, it truly, truly is a treat to be with Dr. Emoto, such a wise, wise, dedicated, very humble, and very humorous man. Now, add to that our local dynamo, Reverend Michael Beckwith, who was seen in The Secret and is known internationally for the Agape International Spiritual Center. He, too, is going to be on this cruise. Now, Carol, a 20-year student of spiritual principles, has a remarkable and a diverse event production background. She's produced and hosted major spiritual retreats in Sedona, Arizona, as well as the Millennium Celebration on Kauai in 1999 to 2000. That's where I got to meet Carol. So you are in for a treat, and I'm so delighted, Carol, that without actually consciously thinking, here we are together on this very night to talk about Ocean of Gratitude. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you, Kay. It's my honor to be here and to be invited to be on your show.
Now, Carol, one thing that I didn't ever get to find out from you, how did this come to you to create these wonderful events with the Ocean of Gratitude? What prompted you to create that kind of an event?
Well, I had been working for a catalog company back in the late 90s, and we decided to create a vacation, a spiritual vacation, and sell it in the catalog as a product. And that was the very first foray into spiritual travel. And so we created a trip to Sedona, and we sold it in the catalog as a spiritual journey. And we did that 6 or 7 times over a 3-year period. That's where I got my first background in spiritual traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came across an advertisement for a inner voyage journey on a cruise ship. I called up the 800 number and became friendly with the producer of that event. He proceeded forward and did bigger events with New Age Journal magazine and Yoga Journal. I helped him. I learned the ropes from him. And then 2 years ago, or 2 or 3 years ago, when I saw that movie, What the Bleep,
mm-hmm.
I felt very inspired and felt, I can now do this myself.
Wow, that's great.
So back then, I was up in Sonoma, California, and I went to an opening of a spa called Spa Gratitude.
Uh-huh.
And at this opening was also my friend Jan St. John from Radio Gratitude, and Matthew and Terce Engelhard from Cafe Gratitude, and Stacy Robin from Go Gratitude.
Wow.
So all around me were these gratitude pioneers. And I walked around and I thought, well, you know, with my background in travel, and here's all this gratitude all around me, why don't we create a gratitude cruise? And that's where I birthed the idea, was being around these other gratitude pioneers.
Wow, that's so interesting and it's so wonderful. And, of course, it just was absolutely the most appropriate person is to have Dr. Emoto, because that's his main thing with all of the water crystals that he's taken over the number of years he's done this work. His very favorite is the love and the gratitude crystals.
That's right. That's right. So he was a natural that I would want to invite to be a presenter on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And he so graciously accepted and came on the cruise with his translator. And so 6 months ago, we had the Ocean of Gratitude cruise. And it was awesome. There was so much love and goodwill and sharing and connections that were made on that cruise that to this day, there's a lot of work that people are doing that started on that cruise.
Yes, it was a very special opportunity to be in the same proximity and yet moving through the water. And we moved pretty rapidly from
mm-hmm.
Fort Lauderdale to go straight to Panama, and to have that time where there was a sense of being relaxed, and yet the part I loved, Carol, on the cruise was also a sense of being focused.
Mm-hmm.
We all had a purpose. Yeah, so I don't think that 8-day cruise for me would have been nearly as enjoyable if I hadn't have had our gathering and our conference and this wonderful opportunity to connect and grow in awareness and information with all of the presenters.
Mm-hmm. I looked at it as creating a gratitude village at sea.
That's really what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what happened. And maybe you'd like to share with the audience, too, Carol. I loved what happened with our bowl of water using Dr. Emoto's principles.
Oh, right. We had a chalice, a beautiful chalice that was brought on board. And so at the opening ceremony, we filled it with very special water. The woman that brought the chalice, Peggy Black, she filled it with very special water that she had brought with her, and we infused that water with love and gratitude, and we put it in the chapel of the cruise line, and we allowed it to be there. The cruise line allowed it to be there for the entire time of the cruise, and then Dr. Emoto actually took a picture of it, and his son emailed the picture back to their laboratory so that we got to see the before and the after crystalline forms of that water before we prayed over it and then after we prayed over it. It was very wonderful, very, very moving ceremony that we created there.
And I thought it was profound, you know, the difference in that crystal, the after crystal, because it was already special, blessed water that Peggy Black brought, and
that's
she
right.
does incredible work with her sound, and so it wasn't, you know, tap water
that's right.
to begin with, but the amazing difference in the crystal of the water afterwards. And then the other blessing I loved so much is we each got to bring home a small bottle of that water to continue that movement.
It's like a little sourdough starter kit.
Exactly.
And you could take it home and, you know, keep it on your altar or put it in some other water and put it in your bathtub and soak in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Now, another thing that with Dr. Emoto having been on Kauai 2 years before I actually took this cruise, and our Hula Halau did some special work in greeting the sun and being at the ocean with the water. And one of the things that I've used since that time on Kauai is to have little bottles of water. Now, whether it's for my drinking water, but I put a little paper that says love and gratitude, face
mm-hmm.
that little paper towards the water.
Mm-hmm.
So that continuously, as I'm drinking that water, it's blessed.
Yeah.
And having a small bottle of water with love and gratitude on it, and then any time that anyone asks for special prayers or special blessings, or if we're concerned about events in the world, can just take a little piece of paper and write the name of the person or the name of the condition, and place it under the bottle of water. Now, because Dr. Emoto is teaching us to pray for the water through love and gratitude, and because the earth is three-fourths water, our body is three-fourths water, when we pray for love and gratitude for the water, wherever water is, that vibration is magnetized. So the names or the conditions that you put under the water will be blessed as millions of people are praying in love and gratitude for the water.
Yes. And then the whole idea of being on a ship, and the ship is on the water.
Right.
That creating these waves of gratitude to go through the field, through the field of the from the ship to the ocean, and it's the intention of it, having
yes.
these pure intentions are part of the vibration that carries the goodwill and the love and the gratitude and the appreciation forward.
Mm-hmm.
I know that on the ship, some of the regular passengers, because we were a pod of people within a large group of regular passengers, they were very interested and very affected by what we were doing in a good way. They wanted to find out more about what were we doing, so I know we were having a good influence by being on that ship.
And it was fascinating, Carol, with your mentioning that, because it wasn't like we were carrying banners or notifying, the regular passengers of anything. And, of course, it's a moving hotel, so it's not small. There's lots of people. That one had about 2,500 people on it. But you could absolutely feel the difference. In one of our meeting places, we had to go through a casino-type room. And I remember the first day going through there, that sound felt so loud. And every time, every day, going through there, it was like the sound seemed less and less and less.
Mm-hmm.
So there was just such an amazing mitigating factor going on in that whole ship. And it was truly fascinating to watch what we would call the regular travelers and their interest in those of us doing the seminar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really excited this year, too, about doing the cruise with Reverend Michael. He's such a powerful presence. And he'll be doing two presentations that are each, an hour to an hour and a half long.
Mm-hmm.
And then his wife, Ricky Byers Beckwith, is coming, and she'll accompany him with music.
Mm-hmm.
And then one evening do a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then one evening our wonderful Christine Stevens is going to lead a drumming circle under the moon out on the deck. Because there's going to be a full moon while we're out this year.
Yeah, we were close last year, but I was looking at next year it'll be right there.
Mm-hmm. And then in Panama, we're going to be doing a cultural exchange with Panamanians and drumming under the Bridge of the Americas by the Panama Canal.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
So that's a special land excursion that we're creating just for our group to go on.
Well, that's very nice, Carol. I'm happy to hear that because when I landed on Panama, I took the rail cruise or the rail trip across to the canal,
mm-hmm.
and then was able to see the Panama Canal, and the guide was informing us that they are, in fact, going to build another canal because today's barges are too big.
Oh.
And so there's a huge commercial burst of energy coming into Panama, and having lived on the islands for 17 years, I could feel the mixed emotion in his reporting because, of course, economically, they're looking forward to this. But esoterically and aesthetically, they're incredibly nervous
mm-hmm.
because of what this kind of explosive construction can do to their whole society. And so to hear that this is one of the things that will be done, I'm really, really grateful for that because I feel like the Panama Nation needs that support.
Yes.
Because
so we'll
they
be
certainly serve the whole world, you know, with the locks.
Right, so we'll be adding our light down there.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, spreading goodwill through drumming.
And I want to just comment a little bit on that wonderful drumming circle with Christine. This is a young woman who lives here in Los Angeles, and she does additional drumming work. It's throughout the city, but several special opportunities at Agape International Center. And she's a delightful, well-educated and talented young woman who really not only brings out the joy of drumming, but the very deep power of drumming. So it's delightful that she'll be participating again and then leading that special event in Panama.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm very grateful that she's coming. Very, very grateful. She adds a wonderful spark of energy. Mm-hmm. So this cruise is not just talking head conferences.
No, it is not.
There is a lot of interaction. There's going to be a meet and greet evening. People really wanted to get to know each other because there was so many interesting people
mm-hmm.
that had so much to offer to each other
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to give them a special evening to meet and greet each other.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to just for a moment let my audience know, in case anyone has just signed on, that I'm presently speaking with my special guest, Carol Avalon, and we're talking about the Ocean of Gratitude cruise that's going to be the second one in February of 2008. And remember the call-in numbers if you want to call and ask Carol any questions or offer any ideas. For the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. Canada, 888-815-0756. And anywhere else in the world, a direct line to BBS at 530-876-3222. So this is Global Family Live with your host, Kay Snow Davis, and my special guest, Carol Avalon. Now, Carol, maybe you could tell our audience a little bit about, if they want to know more about this cruise, how do they get in touch with you?
Okay, there's a variety of ways. First off, you can go to our website, which is www.oceanofgratitudecruise.com.
Uh-huh.
And all the information is there. There's a little bio of each presenter, all the rates, all the instructions of how to register are there. Or they can call 800-874-1996. And that's our reservation department. And if they would like to have me contact them, please call that 800 number, the 800-874-1996, and the message will be passed over to me, and I will call them back directly.
Great.
So that's the best way. They can also reach me by going to the website and clicking on Contact Us. There's a direct email address that goes right to me.
Okay.
So website is a good place.
And then this cruise is leaving from Fort Lauderdale again.
That's right. It's uh-huh. leaving from Fort Lauderdale on February the 16th. It's a Saturday. And then it'll be coming back on the 24th.
Now, on the last trip, Carol, we had special rates, too, at that hotel there. Is that going to apply again this year?
Well, actually, right now this week, we have a special early bird discount for the cruise.
Okay.
And that goes till the end of this month, till actually the 31st of August.
Oh, great.
So if any of the listeners want to see what that's about, please go to the website, and you'll see about the early bird discount. And then we do have a hotel. We're staying in a different hotel this year.
Okay.
We're staying in the Hilton.
Uh-huh.
So our travel agent can make hotel arrangements for passengers.
We
can also match up passengers with roommates.
Great.
So if they want to come and they're coming by themselves, please know that we can match you up with a roommate.
And I know that on the last trip there were several people that did that, and it was just really quite a nice adventure for everyone that participated, even if they didn't know each other. And we people from various parts of the world and the nation.
Mm-hmm. And this year we've got some repeating guests from last year, and two of the women that met last year are coming back and being roommates again.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Margie and Linda Friedman.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that, too.
Now, Carol, I know that Ocean of Gratitude is one of your methods of expressing your commitment, your very deep commitment that I know you hold for life on this planet. And I'd like you, if you're willing, to share with the audience what you feel is important in today's world that you're committed to change and to dedicate your life to. Would you share that with us?
Well, let me think about that for a moment.
That's a pretty big question.
That's a pretty big
question.
I think the reason I chose the gratitude cruise was because I wanted to surround myself with gratitude and love and appreciation. And
uh-huh.
You know, you've often heard that a teacher will teach what they need to learn.
Right.
So my gravitation toward gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness was my way of bringing that more closely into my life by virtue of thinking about it and talking about it every day. So my own life path is to be immersed in the very things that I want to bring into my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and doing this cruise is a very large project.
Very large project.
It's a year-long project, and it's a commitment.
Uh-huh.
It's a focus. And, you know, I have lots of challenges that come up for me. You know, fear and doubt and worry, they come up in me, and then I need to go to my practices
uh-huh.
of writing in my gratitude journal
uh-huh.
and being appreciative in the morning when I wake up for the very day of waking up
uh-huh.
and using these practices to move me through the process of doing the work that I need to do to produce the cruise.
Well, and I know, just as you're saying, Carol, anything of this magnitude requires a lot of focus and a lot of intention and a lot of hard work. And I'd be really interested if you can put it into words, what did this cruise of February of this year, what did it deliver for you? Because, of course, your experience is different than those of us who just get to sign on and participate. So how did this cruise benefit or transform or bless your life?
Well, I think it blessed me, number one, through all of the amazing people
mm-hmm.
that I have been in contact with. That are supporting me in marketing this cruise, in getting the word out. I've gotten closer to my Agape Church
mm-hmm.
because I have lots of new friends there. So it's opened my circle of friendship around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's broadened my circle. It's also showing me how to step into territory of working together and not working in competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how that's all going to play out because, you know, there right now there's numbers of people doing interesting cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been approaching these people about let's aggregate our energy together
mm-hmm.
and not be in competition with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still like some holdbacks on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's and you know myself too. There's still some old paradigm thinking, like there's not enough customers to go around.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm putting forth this new idea of let's come together and see how we can support each other, even in the same industry.
You know, that's a very interesting and powerful intention, and in my Positive Deviant Network in the year-long training that I've participated with Marshall Thurber, that he talks about that we no longer are working from the bell curve in measuring movement and our progress, but we're actually working from the power curve.
Mm-hmm.
And the power curve, if we were going to look at that, and take an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and start in the lower left-hand corner, and we just take that curve and go right up to the top right-hand corner. And then at the very bottom in the left-hand corner, these little single circles that are each one of us as an individual.
Right.
And then what's happening now, individuals are recognizing literally the power of quantum physics, which is unite.
That's right.
And then the uniting, then they call that clusters. We make clusters, which are three or more. Then the clusters are uniting with what they're referring to as hubs. Now, hubs are a unit of either people or business or organizations, ideas that are amassed, particularly using the internet, and have an enormous outreach of many, many clusters.
Right.
And so with what you're talking about our uniting, because we really are united, you know, studying with Dr. Emoto or with Reverend Michael's work and in our own personal lives, you know, it is evident that there is a oneness principle that has been grossly ignored in the world that's at play here, calling us to unite in cooperation. And I think it's particularly advantageous on the cruise when you think about the travel on the international waters to international countries, and holding a clear intention of uniting, you know, the nations of the world in a sense of cooperation for a future that will sustain all of us, and particularly for our children.
That's right, and it starts really with an individual.
Yes, it does.
Being willing to step out of the me, my survival.
Mm-hmm.
And really trusting. I have to do this every day, is step into the trusting.
Yes.
That there is enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough people, there's enough money to go around for everyone.
Yes.
And not be in the scarcity of the me, my, you know, my database and
mm-hmm.
my friends and my people.
Mm-hmm. You know, over 20 years ago, there was a young woman that went to Russia. And she lived there for 2.5 years. She went in as part of a training and a support program to help bring AA to the teens in Russia
mm-hmm.
to help combat their high alcoholic rate. And after she'd spent 2.5 years living in Russia, she came back to the United States, and she said the one thing she realized, and this was over 20 years ago, is she said she could really see the differences in the country and how there is an at that time, she said, there is an extreme need for the Russian people to be able to know how to individuate. Because at that time, if anybody went to pick up toothpaste and had to stand in line, they would pick up toothpaste for the neighborhood
mm-hmm.
because it might be a half a day or a day standing in line for toothpaste.
Right.
And then coming back to the United States, she said, you know, we have to learn how to cooperate and to work with each other and be caring of each other's needs instead of being so individuated. And I think that life conditions and the magnitude of transformation on the planet right now is really calling each and every one of us to really do exactly what you're saying, Carol. Where's my trust level? Am I committed to scarcity, or am I committed to the reality of abundance on this planet? Where is my belief system? And I think we're being really challenged individually as well as collectively.
And it's deep in the marrow of our bones, those belief systems.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, and they're coming up. They're coming up to the surface now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel in many ways this time that we're in right now, I have this imagination that when we discovered that the world was not flat, somebody made that idea up, and lo and behold, they marketed and sold it with no cell phones, no TVs, no internet, and there was this collective belief the world was flat. Now, when that truth came forth that, no, in fact, it was not, I mean, that's foundational shifting of belief systems in order to accommodate the truth. And I feel like that's exactly where we're at on the planet right now. We've made it up that human beings are dense and separated and isolationists.
Right.
And removed from all other life on the planet, when in fact, you know, there is interrelated connectedness among all life, and I think that's so profoundly what Dr. Emoto is representing with thought influencing water.
It's very basic, isn't it?
Well, it seems to me to be very basic, and I think that's part of what our indigenous cultures, you know, have been seeking to impart to our civilized, educated cultures, is there are basic principles of life that apply no matter how we educate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's part of what you were referring to earlier, Carol, is the desire to have like-minded teammates and increase our trust and live quality life, you know, with greater cooperation.
Right, and to find each other.
To find each other.
And I think, you know, like opportunities like these cruises or other conferences, they're opportunities for people to find each other.
I think that is so true, Carol. And one of the things that I feel with the cruise, it offers people a defined structure. They have their own rooms. We have the meeting rooms. We have a schedule. We have a certain structure that can be moved through and with, and yet there's no have to. No one has to do anything. They can pay for this cruise and come on it and not come to any of the programs.
That's right.
There's no policing them.
But we're all living together.
It's
an experiment.
Exactly.
For 8 days to live together. Even on this last cruise, when we had that situation occur where we needed to change, well, the ship changed ports of call.
Right.
Right in the middle of the cruise.
Right.
You know, for a situation, a situation occurred and we didn't go to Costa Rica and they changed the itinerary and off we went to a different island on a different day. Well, we were all doing it together.
We all did it together and everybody got to adjust
and everybody
meet
got
the
to
moment.
Feel, right, they got to feel their feeling of, oh, it all changed. Well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then quickly readjust
mm-hmm.
to the new, and it just shows me how adaptable human beings are also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, if we choose the resiliency that supports life in the human being,
that's right.
It's so profound.
And that we're all creative.
Yes.
Each one of those 125 people was a creative, resourceful person.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all together for 8 days on this floating village.
And, you know, the other thing I liked is we had people of varying ages and different countries and different interests. And then we got to come together in the classes and hear these incredible, amazing people sharing great wisdom. And then we also had the joy of a special section in the dining room where our family unit
yes.
got to participate. So there were all of these lovely ways that however much we chose to interact with each other and extend our family experience on the cruise, we could do that. Or if someone was more shy or needed more R&R, they could also do that and still be included.
That's right. It was a really nice, I call it an experiment.
Exactly.
On being together with a focus, and the focus being gratitude.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not too often, I was just thinking as you were talking, Carol, that these kind of opportunities, and truly I consider them also experiments, they're not quite as easy to orchestrate in our everyday world and in our everyday life. And yet the more opportunity we have to experiment under an intentional purpose,
right,
then the stronger we grow in our trust that maybe we could extend this into our daily life in some form or another and find more of the teammates and more of the kindred spirits and like-minded, adventuresome
right.
people.
And creative mates.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, once again, would you share with our audience how they can contact you,
okay,
find out information about this upcoming great event?
Okay, so they would go to the website, which is www.oceanofgratitudecruise.com. oceanofgratitudecruise.com, and or they can call 800-874-1996. That's 800-874-1996. And they can reach me by going to the website and clicking on Contact Us, and that email goes directly to me. And I answer everyone back personally.
Yes, you do, and it's amazing that you manage all of that, Carol, but you're wonderfully efficient with that.
Thank you.
Now, I think it's also, if you already know that you want to investigate this cruise or you want to enroll, I would suggest, if you haven't read some of Dr. Emoto's work, I think that it would be so delightful for you to connect with his books. He has several on the message of water and the power of water, and a sweet book that he's put out for children, which is one of his major projects in making sure that millions of children have this little book about water so they know how important water is in their life. And after we had the tsunami and then also Katrina, that Dr. Emoto put out a worldwide request to please pray for the water, pray with love and gratitude for the water to mitigate the potential of epidemics.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not have those epidemics that are so easily spawned from water conditions like that.
We have so much power as individuals. We have no idea how much power we have as individuals to make change.
And I think, you know, I think it was Gandhi that said, you are the change that you're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's our opportunity right now, Carol, on the planet, is to truly recognize it's not about what they are doing. It's what about me?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where is our authenticity? If I want peace in the world, then I need to start immediately in my own body, in my own life, in my own home.
That's right. And find support from aligned friends.
Exactly.
And if you're not feeling the support from your friends, I would just say, change your channel with your friends.
You know, that reminds me about 20-some years ago, Barbara Marx Hubbard had a wonderful it was like a pamphlet. It wasn't a book, but it was a pamphlet of what she called Rings of Empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And this was such a powerful model. And if you just see, like, in the very center of, again, 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, a heart, and that heart represents you. Now, the very first circle around that heart, you want to list the names of the people that you know in your heart absolutely love you.
Mm-hmm.
And that they will not be in judgment of you no matter what. So that's your first ring of empowerment. Second ring out is list the names of the people that you know love you, and they just might want to give you advice or criticize or hold a little judgment on you, so that you know that this is how the relating experience is. Then the third ring out is people that you know may or may not love you without judgment, may or may not love you, and would probably be highly critical or advisory of what you should or shouldn't do. Now, the suggestion, and we worked for 2.5 years, there was a study group of 20-some people that worked with this principle, and one of the key things, this is a really important thing to do, to write this down so that you have the names before the moment comes up when you have to wonder, who can I talk to?
Uh-huh.
And it's just what you're saying, Carol, is create a safe place for us that will allow us to have the support we need as we're team building.
That's right.
And I would like to remind you, my audience, that you can go to www.globalfamilyeducation.com and check out my books. And one of my favorite pieces of information is my oldest material that's really 26 years old, and the book has been published first edition since 95. That's called Point of Power, A Relationship with Your Soul. It's such a delightful model to be able to use this and help appreciate yourself in a whole new way, and the model is so wonderful for team building. So check that out when you get a chance. And Carol, I just want to say thank you again for your courage and your vision to create Ocean of Gratitude, and for taking the time to be here with us tonight on Global Family Live.
Well, Kay, thank you so very much, and I look forward to having a continued friendship with you and seeing you down at Agape on Sundays and sailing on the Ocean of Gratitude cruise.
I do too, Carol, and thank you so much. And for your friends and for our listeners, that if we have anyone who is not able to listen tonight, or you want to listen again, everything is being archived. BBS Radio is so incredible in their service to all of us. So if you want to check out the archives on Global Family Live, if you go on BBS Radio, in the left-hand side on the home page, it says Archives. And then once you click on that, then you find the name of the show, which, remember, it was Aloha Ask Auntie Kay that has now become Global Family Live. Or you'll see my picture. Click on that. Then you'll see the menu, and, or rather, the description of the archives. So you can listen again or pass the news on to your friends. And we'll look forward to the opportunity to meet with you again next week. And I'm sending you blessings during this incredible, incredible time on this planet, with the beauty and the magic of this full moon eclipse in Pisces. It is your turn, it is your time to emerge in grace, in graciousness, in ease, in gentleness, and in power as the beautiful divine being that you are. So in Hawaiian, when we say mahalo nui loa, that's thank you from the deepest place in my heart. And I say mahalo nui loa to each of you for being just who you are on this planet and bringing us the gift of your presence. So I leave you with ano ai ko alahele. Blessings on your journey. Ahui ho, until we meet again.